Starburst. Let me ask you, if you had a hot dogger,
Ditka.
That was amazing. I loved it.
But Coach Ditka recently turned 90. He's down in Florida. We wish him all the best. Here's a first and 10.
Highlight courtesy of CBS's best team of broadcasters for NFL football games.
Number one team, Lawrence Holmes.
Top of the profession.
Nonplussed on that one.
Six quarterbacks, man. Yeah. They're out here getting money.
Yeah, they are. Yesterday, though, the roller coaster of emotions of that day, that's why we're addicted to sports, man. Just like the up, it was a lot of down, and then it was up, and then it was down again. But it was like, I had to change the vibe at one point and go to the couch with the wife and put Twitter away and just like try to change it. Like just riding the highs and lows of that thing was intense yesterday.
I think that the Bears themselves are probably going through that too, where you have this moment where you're like, we're going to be 5-2.
Yeah, man.
Things are looking great. We're going to take this trip to Arizona. We're going to be 6-2 after that trip to Arizona. We're right in this. We're going to be a playoff team.
To now...
We have to win in Arizona next week or else. Like, the division looks really good, and it kind of doesn't matter who's quarterbacking Green Bay. They just win games. You know, there's all sorts of stuff. By the way, you still good?
On the Packers sweep?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it as the week progresses.
That's what I thought
would
happen.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. We got a lot to deal with.
Okay. I just wanted to check in.
Thank you.
Let's go to Thomas. Hey, Thomas, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. So the one point I had to bring up in my initial thought, you know, through these 3 years with the Eberflus era is, you know, the initial reaction is to blame Eberflus and Stevenson because they're the guys that are in their field. But when do we start pointing the finger at the fact that it seems like no one else really cares about the on-the-field product in the Bears organization? I mean, Kevin Warren is more focused about his day-in-the-life articles and the stadium that's never going to get built.
You know what? I hate, Thomas, to stop you. And I'm all for climbing up the ladder of blame. This ain't today. Like, this isn't the day to point up at Kevin Warren.
He was brought here to get the stadium done.
Like, if you want to, like, that's cool, but this ain't the day for that. It's pretty clear whose fault yesterday was.
You can point to Ryan Poles.
Sure.
And we can talk about why he hired Matt Eberflus and then why Matt Eberflus.
Why he retained.
Yes. Well, and then why he retained Matt Eberflus and why Matt Eberflus hired Shane Waldron and the fact that all three of them share the same agent. You can wonder if Trace Armstrong is the shadow president of the Chicago Bears. So we can go up the ladder in those kinds of ways. But Kevin Warren is a non-starter for me today as well.
Let's go out to, let's see, who we got here? Oh, is it Shad? Oh, hey, Shad, you're
Shad,
on the score.
Uh-oh.
Shad?
Shad, uh-oh.
What's up, Shad? Uh-oh, Shad's having a little problem. Put him on.
The cellular gods don't want to hear from Shad just yet.
I'm going to put him on hold. Let's go out to Jerry. Hey, Jerry, you're on the score.
Ryan Poles was an offensive lineman, correct?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
I mean, this guy from Yale, he can't pass block a launcher. I mean, he was Caleb Williams. I thought he was almost ready to go into the concussion protocol all the times he was getting hit thanks to this lineman. And then the rest of the linemen, how does he not be able to evaluate his own position? I don't understand that.
You know, my theory on this, my theory on this is that Poles and Cunningham continue to scout, draft, and try to develop linemen that remind them of them. Smart ones who just need to be coached up and given a chance. They believe that they can find those guys because that's what they think they could have been. And so they don't like spend big-time assets on offensive linemen because they think they can find it. They have the arrogance of first-timers finding themselves like Phil Emery found Mark Trestman because he reminded him of himself. So sometimes that's the way it goes in pro sports. That's part of what I think is happening.
Let's go out to Dan. Hey, Dan, you're on the score.
I was just wondering if anybody realized that yesterday Shane Waldron called three quarterback draws yesterday. I mean, it's Caleb Williams, not Russell Wilson. And 2 weeks before that, the amount of RPOs he's running, it's like he still has Russell Wilson as quarterback. Is he going to, you know, I don't want to be running with Caleb Williams.
I want to select when to run with Caleb Williams, but you're right. A lot of the game plan looked like a Justin Fields game plan where you're like, oh, well, then we got – and while Caleb is capable of running and making plays with his feet, he would prefer, and I think overall the Bears would prefer that he win from the pocket because that was the whole point of moving on from Justin is you want someone who's going to command the offense from the pocket. It's easier to get big chunk yards through the air than it is with your feet.
How palpable was the difference – in terms of quickness and foot speed between Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams yesterday?
Yeah, I think he's a more skilled straight line runner. I don't want to act like Caleb is out there just as a bystander, though. He's a pretty skilled runner, too.
He's a skilled scrambler and time buyer. Jaden Daniels is a yards gainer when he needs to be.
It also just kind of looks better, too, because he's longer.
He's more fluid, right? As a runner, without a doubt.
So it looks like Caleb's got to grind for those yards, uh-huh. Where basically Jaden Daniels, that jump in the air to avoid the tackle and land in stride and get up the field that he did on the side, that was some amazing bleep.
Unbelievable stuff. But the second down... quarterback draw that Caleb runs, and oh, he's just a Darren Payne shoestring tackle away from busting it, was something. And then Waldron decides to go right back to it. Why that one going right back to it for the second consecutive play?
They won't be expecting it.
That's for sure.
That's why, Speaks. Adam's on the south side. Hey, Adam, you're on the score.
Guys, love your new show.
Thanks
for taking my call. So yeah, obviously horrible, horrible loss yesterday. And the thing that sucks the most, I guess, for me is the realization, or I guess acceptance on my end that this coaching staff really, truly does suck. And the writing's on the wall now. There's no way that at the end of the year they don't all get fired. And it just sucks because you want some continuity for once. Like, I was just hoping, like, give Caleb some continuity. The team can grow together, but it just seems pretty obvious that this will have to, turn over once again at the end of the year.
And well, maybe they can figure it out, though. Like, look, I think that I've seen enough from the head coach, but maybe through the power of there being honesty and them being able to talk through some of this stuff, maybe it gets figured out. It's very possible that we can see a better example of what the Bears look like against Arizona. But I understand your frustration, and I share it.
Zooming out and having the kind of existential dread that you're about to go through the head coach coordinator changeover thing again is grim. It is grim to get there, and it's a level of cynicism I have not wanted to allow. It's easy to feel that today, and I understand where the caller's coming from. I'm not allowing myself to get all the way there. But we've already admitted that he's the fourth best coach in the division, and now
he did nothing to move up the power rankings.
I don't know if he's got a shot to move up the power rankings.
Even with O'Connell losing two games in a row, you still go, oh, better coach.
Yes. Yeah. And you believe, I said it in the tease, what kind of culture do you have? What kind of culture do you have when we're trying to talk about establishing and teaching accountability this far into year three? What the hell kind of culture have you actually built if we're talking about that still needing to happen?
Why don't we take a break and we'll come back and take some more of your phone calls. 312-644-6767. I see Shad got the cell thing kind of figured out. Mm-hmm. So we can talk with him. He's one of our favorites.
Yeah, we should. And we're going to hear from players at the top of the hour. I know there's some Matt Eberflus on the Hail Mary. There's Matt Eberflus on some other stuff that I'm not sure if people have heard either. So we should try and find a way to squeeze that in.
Stick around. We are listening to you now, the score listener, the Bears fan. 312-644-6767. Spiegel and Holmes, who are with you until 6 on the score.